Hello and welcome to The Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode number 22. In today's episode, we want to discuss how do you deal with a disgruntled customer? How can you turn it around and make an unhappy customer happy? Dealing with a disgruntled customer effectively involves a combination of empathy, active listening, problem-solving skills, and maintaining a positive attitude. I remember when I first started my business, I had a breakdown with a mower, and I was unable to get to a customer's property on their scheduled day. Their day was a Tuesday. We had to order a part, and at that time, I had no backups. The part did not come in until Friday. We got the mower fixed, and I began running my route, trying to get caught up. When I arrived at this particular customer's residence, I was met in the driveway with an unhappy customer because her day was Tuesday, and now it's late Friday afternoon. I tried to explain to her, this is what happened, this is why I'm late. And it seemed as if she was not hearing what I had to say. So, I had to back up, and I had to listen to what she had to say to me. When you have a disgruntled customer, give them your full attention. Let them express their concerns. Let them explain to you why they feel the way they feel. Let them talk without interruption. This helps them feel heard and understood. Someone said you have two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk. So, no matter how good you are, no matter how large your company is, and no matter how hard we try not to upset a client, there are going to be things that happen. There's going to be breakdowns with equipment. There's going to be rain days and delays that you cannot avoid. And if it's something you cannot avoid, don't take it personally. If you're going to survive in business, you've got to have a backbone of steel, and you've got to develop some thick skin. Thin-skinned people never make it because it's always about them. And when you have those times of breakdown and rain and unexpected delays. Allow your customer the courtesy to explain to you how they feel, and listen and don't interrupt. As they share with you their feelings, number two, show some empathy. Acknowledge their feelings. Acknowledge their frustrations. Phrases like, "I understand why you're upset," or "I can see how this situation is frustrating," can help diffuse tension. You never want to allow tension to continue to build to where it causes the customer to drop you or to move on from your company. Because there's someone out there that will step right in and take your place. So you want to allow your customer to talk, express their concern without interruption. You want to show them empathy. I understand. Learn to diffuse a situation before a little bit of unhappiness develops into anger, and then they begin to act irrational, and then you respond to them irrationally, and then you've got a bad situation. Because word of mouth, whether it's for the good or the bad, can make or break a business. Number three, when they are expressing how they feel, stay calm. Stay positive. Keep your composure and remain courteous. A calm demeanor can help soothe an irate customer and prevent the situation from escalating to the next level. Number four, apologize and be sincere. Even if the situation wasn't your fault, a sincere apology shows that you care about their experience. You care about the client and the business relationship. You don't want to burn too many bridges. Eventually you will run out. So apologize. Say you're sorry that this happened. An apology will go a long way. And then I always like to say, I will do my very best to make sure this doesn't happen again. Trying to bring calm to the situation. Number five, when they have shared with you what they feel, clarify the issue with them. Ask questions to fully understand the problem. Repeat the situation back to them to ensure you have a clear understanding. For example, you left last week and you missed blowing off this sidewalk, or you missed the back patio, or there was grass on my driveway and you didn't blow it off. I apologize. I'm sorry that this happened. We will do our very best to make sure this never happens again. And be sincere. That is offering a solution to the problem. The problem is you failed to blow off the grass. The solution is we're going to work very hard to make sure we never leave grass on your driveway, your sidewalk, or your patio. Or when you put the mulch in, you left mulch on my driveway too long. It stained my concrete. Now what are you going to do about it? I've had that situation before, and I offered them a free driveway power wash. And the customer was very happy with that because I recognized their concern. I saw the problem, and I offered a solution. Number 7 is so important. Whatever you say, follow through. Ensure that the solution is implemented properly and timely. You don't want to delay your response to the problem, because that will create an additional problem. Because the customer will start thinking they don't care enough about my property to remedy the situation quickly. So you want to follow through, and you want to do what you say you're going to do, and that can bring calm to a situation. After you work to remedy the situation, ask the client for feedback. When I washed the driveway, are you happy with the result? Does it look okay? Is there anything else I can do to make this better? And then I let the client talk. And my client said, no, it looks great. We appreciate you working so hard to make the situation right. We'll see you next year for our mulch install. And then I like to wait a few days and just check back in with them. Hey, this is Andy with Professional Lawn Maintenance. I just wanted to check in with you and make sure everything is okay. If there's anything that we need to do, we'll be happy to do it. We want to take care of you. We want you to be happy with our business and the services that we provide. What does that follow-up do? It shows the customer that you do care about their property and your working relationship with them. If you will follow these steps, you can turn a negative experience into a positive experience and potentially retain a customer. I have customers that are almost like family. I have one little lady that I have worked for 15 years. About 2 weeks ago, I pull up in front of her house to service her property. And I seen a for sale sign in her front yard. Before I could get out of my truck, my phone rang and it was her. And she said, I hope you're not upset with me. But I live here all by myself since my husband passed away. I don't need this big house. I need to sell and move closer to my daughter. Now, I don't want to lose that customer. But that customer has been loyal to me, and I have been loyal to her. And we've had our differences on how short to mow the grass or how often to do leaf cleanups. But we've always worked together. And if there was a situation, we've always talked it out. And I respect her, and she respects me. She asked me that day on the phone, do you service Chesterfield, Indiana, which is too far out of my circle? And I said, no, unfortunately, I don't. She said, well, I wish you did, because you would still be working for me. I said in the beginning, you're going to have disgruntled customers. Something's going to happen. Situations beyond our control. But learning how to deal with that client, learning how to listen, learning how to offer solutions, learning how to follow through with promises made, builds a relationship between the client and the business that can be beneficial for both parties. They need your service, and you need their business. So I hope something that we said today will help you to understand what to do when you have a disgruntled customer. Thank you for listening. Read our show notes. Follow the links in the show notes. Connect with us. Follow us. Subscribe to us on all of our social media sites. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week for another episode of The Lawn Hustle.